It all began quite by accident. A pup mysteriously arrived on a train, addressed to a man who loved to hunt. That pup grew to become an excellent hunting dog, but soon the canine was remembered for something far more impressive than helping point birds. His amazing story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
As Larry Arrowhead explains, it all began with an unexpected package.
Sam Van Arsdale, who actually managed a lot of hotels around Missouri, was in West Plains when he received a package at the train depot saying that he had some kind of an animal there, and he hadn't ordered any animals, but he was a hunter.
It turned out to be a rather ugly pup sent to him as a joke by a friend. He kept it as a hunting dog and named him Jim.
They say there's 5,000 birds been killed, Jim, and they said they stopped counting after that. The thing about Jim, as the story goes, that he knew where the quail were running around, and so he didn't have any trouble finding them. If there were no quail in a field, he would not even go out, get out of the car, and go look at it.
Jim was an amazing hunting dog, but his true gift was discovered quite by accident.
They were out hunting one day, and they were getting kind of tired, and Sam said, Jim, let's go rest under a hickory tree. And Jim went over and sat under the tree, and he thought that was kind of odd. It was just a chance he happened to pick that tree, and he said, well, how about an oak tree? And Jim went over and sat under an oak tree.
So was the dog just a lucky guesser when it came to trees? He put Jim to the test.
He saw a tin can laying there. He said, Jim, is there a tin can around here? And Jim went over and put his paw on the tin can. Well, about that time, he said, I better sit down on the stump here and think about this, because this dog understands what I'm saying. And from there, that's kind of how it got started.
What unfolded was the incredible life of Jim the Wonder Dog. We'll have more about that dog that became world famous next time. As we travel the countryside in Marshall, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.